arched columns. They're square columns beneath the arched columns. And I found those columns in a stable in Virginia. And I think it's behind Carter's Grove. That's where I found those. When I was having the house remodeled, I did a lot of traveling in Virginia, looking at different ways of doing steps coming up to the front door and all of that kind of thing. I spent a lot of time in Williamsburg and the surrounding James River Valley. I liked it a lot.
This room that we're in now, you call this?
We call it the library. Mainly because we have most of our reference books in here. But I've had to divide up. We've got bookcases all in the living room, too. And of course, as you can see, it's just jammed. It's just, I really need to redo because we've just got more books than we can get in here. But I've tried to keep all the reference books in here. But we do have the television in here, and this is really kind of the room we live in. In the wintertime, we spend more time in the living room. The fireplace is in there. I'm not a television watcher. I spend more time in the living room. I read in there. I'm a reader. In fact, the whole family are readers, except the oldest son. He's a television watcher.
Well, you called this, you mentioned the living room. Have you ever heard people around here call it anything else besides living room?
Well, my grandmother would call it a parlor or a sitting room. All of my friends would say living room.
You would consider the living room to be the best room in the house?
No, I like this room better. Most people do around here. They will have a living room, they call it, but they never live in it. They never go in it. The kids aren't allowed in it. You know, everything's covered in damask and nobody dares walk through in their dirty feet. But our living room's not like that at all. We have the fireplace and the big, scrunchy, comfortable couch, and I just don't like to live that formally.
You mentioned couch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that call anything else?
Divan. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard anybody call it a
sofa?
Yeah.
Right.
What about a Chesterfield?
No, haven't heard it called a Chesterfield.
These are rather high ceilings.
They're 10 feet. They were 12, but when we put in the air conditioning, we had to put the ductwork. Is right above this. So we had to lower them. I didn't want to lower them at all.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how cold it would be.
Uh-huh.
Ooh!
Pretty chilly, huh?
It really gets cold in the winter with these high ceilings.
Well, you mentioned a fireplace. I want to ask you a little bit about that. What that open area, you know, in front of the fireplace, what have you heard that called?
The open area in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, in some houses with fireplaces, you'll have an open area. I guess it's, you know, just to have space to prevent sparks from catching fire to something.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh. I don't know. Having a middle blank. The hearth, I guess. That's
yeah.
The main thing that I guess you call it.
Uh-huh.
We have it seems like there's something else I call it, but I can't think of what it is.
Well, what about the big pieces of wood that are burned in a fireplace? Have you ever heard those referred to as
anything besides logs?
Yeah.
No, I really hadn't.
You ever heard people talk about back sticks or back logs?
No.
Well, what about the wood that you use to start the fire? You know, the burner?
Kindling? We have a gas jet, but
yeah.
I've heard of kindling.
Yeah. You know, that's one interesting thing that I found as far as the